You're listening to the HeadFit tool for mental imagery and visualization. Mental imagery and visualization can help us reach a desired state simply by creating and focusing on relevant pictures or movies in our mind. Depending on the imagery we choose, this tool can help us feel more positive, calm, relaxed, confident, happy, and so on. And being calm and relaxed or confident improves our performance because it takes us out of the threat mode. This enables us to think more clearly and stay focused on the task at hand. We now know that mentally visualizing a situation or event can stimulate the same area of our brain that would be affected if we were experiencing it for real. Evidence also shows that if we can visualize something going the way we want it to go, instead of worrying that it won't go well, there is a greater chance it will go the right way for us. Athletes often use this approach when they have a big game. Rugby legend Johnny Wilkinson would visualize the kick going through the posts over and over again before he actually kicked the ball. Michael Phelps, the Olympic swimmer, would imagine he had webbed hands and feet. So to get you started, try these simple steps. First of all, stop. Take a step back and think whether you already use positive imagery or visualization to impact your mood and emotions or forthcoming situations. Or do you actually tend to imagine things not going how you want them? Then challenge yourself. Could different imagery have a more positive impact on the way you approach your moods and emotions and forthcoming situations? What sort of images or visuals would be more useful or could leave you feeling more positive? Now, try some of the exercises below to change your mood and emotions or feelings towards something that is approaching. There are different ways you can apply visualization and mental imagery, depending on what you want to achieve. Here's a how-to guide to visualization with examples of common and useful scenarios to visualize. One of the most important things to remember is always to visualize in the first person. Imagine every detail as though you're looking at it through your own eyes. Live in the moment you are visualizing in the here and now. The more you can connect with how the experience feels, the more powerful and effective the visualization is. There are some general steps to visualization. 1. Find the right place to do it. Of course you can visualize anywhere, all you need is your own mind, but it's worth finding somewhere quiet, especially if you're starting out. 2. Some people find it easier to close their eyes when they do this, although it's fine to keep your eyes open if you prefer. 3. Choose what you want to focus on and visualize. It could be a technique, a skill, a place, a feeling or an outcome. 4. Use your imagination to bring it to life, as though you are living the imagery in the here and now. Think about all your senses and how you would be responding in that visualization. So, how do things smell? What sounds can you hear? What can you touch and feel? And what are the textures? What can you see? Are there people with you? What are your emotions and how does your body feel? 5. Think of a word that best describes your visualization in terms of how it feels or what you want to achieve or the overall experience. Now repeat that word 3 times as you take 3 deep breaths. 6. That word will help you connect to the visualization in the future if you want to engage with it again. Now, here are some possible visualization scenarios. Number 1. Building a confident self. Use the general steps above as a framework to work from. Overlay this by identifying a time you were feeling really confident and think about what it was like, how you felt emotionally, how it felt in your body, what you were thinking about yourself and the situation around you. Now, think about the specific situation where you want to feel more confident. Imagine yourself there, looking through your own eyes, but with the confident feelings and thoughts that you are capable of. Based on the connection you have just made with a previous time you felt confident, imagine yourself being confident and achieving what you want to achieve by bringing the situation to life What can you see, hear, touch, and feel whilst holding on to those confident feelings throughout your mind and body? See it as though it's a movie playing out from the start of a situation to the end. Visualize this as often as you can. Completing a task is the second scenario. Again, use the general steps of visualization as a framework to work from. Overlay these steps by thinking about and feeling what it is like to finish a task the way you want to complete it. Start at the beginning, thinking about anything you need to plan. Think about the confidence you need to feel in yourself or in your body in order to complete it. Consider how it feels in your body when you complete the task, where you are, and how positive you feel towards yourself. See yourself experience a sense of accomplishment. Connect with how good it feels to complete it so well. Visualize the task before you do it as often as you can. The third scenario is relaxation. Use the general steps of visualization as a framework to work from. Identify and picture a place, scene, or image that feels relaxing for you. It could be the beach, a forest, or somewhere calm that's uniquely meaningful to you. It can help to have some form of water, like a sea, a waterfall, lake, or river, and a wide landscape with things in the distance and in the foreground to focus on. What you find relaxing is completely individual to you. Now engage in all your senses. What can you see, hear, feel, emotionally and physically, smell and touch? Immerse yourself in the place you are in, and always in the first person. Use these mental scenes for relaxation whenever you need them. The final scenario is soothing and calm. Using compassionate imagery activates our soothing system. See the emotional regulation model on the HeadFit website. This imagery allows us to stay calm and focus and enables us to perform better. It helps to slow yourself down and get yourself in a calm, physical state to attend what you need to attend to. The goal is to find an image which helps unlock compassionate feelings inside you. You can then use the image when you need to create a sense of calm and focus. This imagery will be specific to you. That's the end of the audio tool for the mental imagery and visualization. Check out the other tools to get yourself HeadFit for life.